Acknowledgements. Read by Peter Singer.
Dan Heath, the best-selling author, famous for the theories about sticky ideas developed in his co-authored book, Made to Stick, was the first to suggest that The Life You Can Save should take ownership of the book from which the organization had taken its name. He threw out the idea while talking to Charlie Bressler, the executive director of The Life You Can Save, though without expecting Charlie to act on it. Charlie discussed it with John Behar, then his chief operating officer, and they became enthusiastic about the possibility of making the book available in a format accessible to everyone with an internet connection, at a price designed to maximize readership, not profits, even if that price was zero. Charlie and John then broached the idea with me. At first, I was skeptical. Why would Random House, the book's North American publisher, give up the rights to a book that was still selling? So I wasn't surprised when Random House did not respond to Charlie's initial approach. He persisted, ably supported by Yoshi Inoue, a lawyer who works pro bono for The Life You Can Save. Eventually, a price was agreed upon, $30,000. If you have read the foregoing pages, you know that that is enough to provide 15,000 bed nets that protect kids from malaria-carrying mosquitoes, or to restore sight for 600 people. If the book didn't raise more than $30,000 in donations, we would have wasted the power of that sum to do a lot of good. Charlie assured me that we would get the money back, many times over, in donations for our most effective charities. Michael Haywood and Anne Bialby of Text Publishing generously showed their support for the cause by donating the Australian and New Zealand rights. And Paul Bagley and John Mitchell of Pan Macmillan did the same for the UK and other Commonwealth rights. With that, The Life You Can Save had worldwide English language rights. Updating the text turned out to be a much bigger task than any of us had expected. I was ably assisted by the research efforts of Amy Schwimmer, Martha Richter, and Rickard Wikström, all of whom worked hard answering hundreds of queries and making countless helpful suggestions that have immensely improved the book. John Behar, Stacey Black, William Bogus, Holly Crockford, and Pauline Weeks also contributed. Without them, this edition would have taken much longer to produce or might not have been completed at all. Walter Cohen's expert and tireless editing assistance made the final text easier to read, while W.H. Chong, who has designed covers for my books with Text Publishing, kindly donated his services for the book's strong cover. I am most grateful to all of the wonderful people, many of them very well known, who've generously agreed to read a chapter of the audiobook. Special thanks to Paul Simon for being the first to say yes, and also to Mike Schur for writing a foreword and involving actors from The Good Place, the TV show he created that explores what it takes to live an ethical life. Finally, I'm grateful to the Light Foundation of Germany for its generous support for this project and to everyone who has contributed to The Life You Can Save. Without the organization, there could not have been a 10th anniversary edition of The Life You Can Save.
This has been a Hachette audio production of the 10th anniversary edition of The Life You Can Save, How to Do Your Part to End World Poverty. Written by Peter Singer. Read by Mike Schur, Peter Singer, Kristen Bell, Paul Simon, Mark Evan Jackson, Natalia Vodianova, Stephen Fry, Nicholas D'Augusto, Winnie Aouma, Shabana Azmi, and Charlie Bressler. Executive producers, thelifeyoucansave.org, Anthony Goff, and Kim Sale. Produced by Michelle McGonigal. Directed by Robert Van Kolken, Bruce Kitovich, Anne-Marie Ibe, Leonard Michoun, and Leo Wetter. Recorded at Ginger Studios, Melbourne, Australia. Wildwoods Picture and Sound, Los Angeles, USA. Hachette Audio Studios, New York City, USA. Out of the Blue, Paris, France. Outlaw Studios, Los Angeles, USA. Quad A, Kampala, Uganda. Strathmore Publishing, London, England. Clatter & Din, Seattle, USA. Post-production by BookTrack. The 10th anniversary edition of The Life You Can Save is also available in print and as an ebook. For details, please visit thelifeyoucansave.org. For more Hachette audio productions, visit us at hachetteaudio.com. Thank you for listening. Text copyright 2019 by Peter Singer. Audio production copyright 2019, Hachette Audio, all rights reserved. Hachette Book Group supports the right to free expression and the value of copyright. The purpose of copyright is to encourage writers and artists to produce the creative works that enrich our culture. The duplicating, uploading, and distribution of this audiobook without permission is a theft of the author's intellectual property. If you would like permission to use material from the audiobook, other than for review purposes, please contact permissions@hbgusa.com. Thank you for your support of the author's rights.